Hello everyone out there in Zoomland. If you're listening to this at your annual district meeting, I'm sorry that I couldn't join you this year. I was hoping to attend all of the ADMs as I did last year, but I now have a work commitment on a Saturday afternoon. If you've just stumbled across this message on the Guild website, then I do hope you'll keep listening. To say that 2020 has been a difficult year for ringing is rather an understatement. So I'd like to take this opportunity to thank you all for your continued support as a member of the Suffolk Guild. Under the current lockdown Mark 2, it's thankfully become a bit easier to understand the Central Council guidelines. But when the restrictions are relaxed, I would ask you to follow the guidelines once again, please. These have been regularly and diligently updated by our webmaster, Chris Garner, on the Guild website. But I am aware of a few instances where the guidelines have been misinterpreted or even possibly ignored. Do please therefore take time to read them carefully and follow them to ensure that we take the necessary steps to do our bit to reduce the spread of the virus. If you are in any doubt, please contact me directly for guidance. You may have seen that the work of the Guild has been continuing behind the scenes, with restoration and augmentation work taking place across all four districts. Barham in the southeast, Hitcham in the southwest, Laxfield in the northeast, and Stowmarket in the northwest. This work is supported by the Bell Repair Fund, and in the absence of normal fundraising opportunities, I decided to relaunch the St Edmunds Clapper competition last month. The full details are available on the Guild website, but basically this is now an inter-district competition, so hopefully more towers, groups of ringers, or even individuals will be encouraged to take part, as the money raised will count towards their district's total. As I record this message, the South East are currently in the lead with just over £40 and the North West are in second place with just over £15. So please do support this within your districts. There are no restrictions for the type of activity or event that you organise, and it can be weekly, monthly, or even a one-off event. There will also be an additional prize for the most innovative event to be judged by the Guild Exec. I have posted some ideas for virtual ringing or social activities on the website, so do please take time to have a look at those. Obviously, we can't hold events which require people to attend at the moment, but hopefully there will be more scope to do this in the new year. We are obviously missing our ringing activity and the resulting social interaction, but do please continue to be patient. We will return to a world of ringing eventually, although it may take quite a while for it to look like the pre-COVID-19 norm. Thank you for listening, and I do hope to see you all soon on the end of a bell rope, preferably. Thank you. Bye-bye.